For the 139th time, they'll run for the roses Saturday at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. And joining us on the phone line right now, our friend from HRTV, Peter Lorre. Peter, how are you?
Brett, I'm doing well. In fact, I was trying to find, more importantly, how you guys drafted this year in the NFL draft. I must ask you first, were you happy with what the Ravens chose?
I was, Peter, but the only thing I can equate it to, the only thing is, they talk about these, you know, these 1 or 2 year old horses. You don't really know until that springtime comes around when they're 3 years old and you'll see how they run. It's way too early to really assess these things.
Yeah, I'm a Jet fan, so I'm kind of assessing what's going to happen for the next couple of years. That is a story for another topic. Five quarterbacks, now that Tebow is out, going for the same position. Tell me, that isn't comedy.
No, it really is. It'd be better, though, if Tebow was still there. That'd be really funny.
Oh, yeah, I'd be laughing it up. But right now, he's off saying, Jacksonville? Maybe.
Yeah, or he could try. How would Tebow do as a jockey at 240 pounds?
Well, unless he was planning on starting a new Clydesdale league, I think he'd have it be up against it. But as far as the field of 20, hey, by the way, Kadri's not there. I was a little disappointed, but that's okay. I can move on.
I'm sure you'll talk to him before. We'll talk to him before the Preakness Stakes.
Okay, thank God. What about Brett? You know I love you. Let's talk about the field of 20. Both positions were just drawn by Jack. The New York sensation drew post number 20. Normal people would get scared, but of course, Big Brown proved that anything is possible. But as far as the field is concerned, I think some of the winners, for the most part, Team O'Neill, they've got to be thrilled. Golden Sense draws the 8-hole in the field of 20 with a horse that's got speed. I don't know if they're the speed of the speed, but I think they're going to be sitting just off of whoever is. So they have to be really, really happy about that position. A couple of horses, maybe not so much. Orb on the 16-hole. I don't know if that's a great spot for them, but, you know, Sugar's going to take the card he's dealt, and he's going to make the most of it.
Let's start with Orb. Again, the 16-hole and the morning line favorite at 7-2. He comes into the Derby on a four-race winning streak, including the Florida Derby, the very prestigious prep race for the Kentucky Derby. How good is this horse? Who's riding it? Give me the lowdown on Orb.
Well, he's the son of Malibu Moon. That's always good. I mean, Malibu Moons have done well, especially in the Mid-Atlantic. I had a horse called Frank the Barber that did extremely well for a number of years. But that all being aside, it's a homebred for Stuart Janney and the Phipps family. I don't think it's a particularly great position, but with his style, maybe they can overcome it. I mean, Joel Rosario, this is a cat who's coming from Southern California. There were a lot of people, the East Coast naysayers, who said that this guy's not that good, that when he comes back east, they're going to find out how really good he is. Well, he's currently hitting at 45% at the current Churchill Downs meet. In 2013, he's hitting at 25%, and he absolutely killed them over at Keeneland. So for my money, he's one of the best jockeys right now in the country. And if anyone's going to make the most of it, I think it's going to be him. He's familiar with the horse. In fact, he rode Orb for the first 5 times before John Velasquez took over the Fountain of Youth in the Florida Derby. Johnny V obviously is going to be riding Verrazano, so that allowed Rosario to be reunited in Orb. And you know what? He's the horse that's peaking at the right time.